From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany, reading Grand Canyon by Gary McCarthy. Mr. McCarthy precedes his book with a quote from Henry David Thoreau. The finest workers in stone are not copper or steel tools, but the gentle touches of air and water, working at their leisure with a liberal allowance of time. Prologue. South Rim, Grand Canyon, September 1540. Antonio Madrid was dreaming of a peasant girl with flashing eyes and hair the color of a raven's wing shining in the sun, a girl whose hips swayed seductively as she strolled through his dusty Spanish village. Her name was Maria Castaneda, and she waited for Antonio to return from the New World, a very rich man, like the earlier soldiers under Hernando Cortés, who had plundered the wealth of Mexico and brought to the natives the Virgin Mary and the Christ.
"Maria, I am coming,"
Antonio breathed through his cracked and bleeding lips as he reached for the vision of her lovely hand and whispered his well-remembered promises.
"I am coming back for you. We will be married by the kind old padre, Father Sebastian, and then we will do nothing but eat, sleep, and make love for one whole year, while I hire men to build us a casa grand enough for all our children. And we will never be poor again. We will be the envy of all in our village."
"Antonio, wake up,"
Captain Pablo de Melgosa urged sharply, tapping his young infantryman with